One other thing, Yoni's going to start the Mishnayos. Whoever wants to start again,
Shas another month, he can finish the Shas again. That's Rav Hashem. Whoever wants. All right? Whoever wants to get on. Pick him a sector. Guys, there's not so much time, so we'll have a short course, but we'll have something. We'll have a little bit about. Guys, with me? The whole parish of we have this week, Bezrat Hashem, Parsha Shkolim, Shabbos Shkolim. And Shkolim is all about, it says in the parasha, it says, Zei Yitnu Kol Hover HaKudim Mechzit HaShekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. So Rashi says, Zei Yitnu. Rashi says an interesting thing. There are also Kamin Matbea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe Rabbeinu Matbea. A Matbea coin. Shel Eish. U'mishkala Mechzit HaShekel. V'amar Lo Kazei Yitnu. Right? It's brought down in the same medrash, it's brought down the three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu Kivyachol didn't know three things. What three things did he know? The Machzit HaShekel, the Menorah, and the Chodesh. He didn't know how to, it wasn't clear to him. When you Mekadesh the Chodesh, and it wasn't clear to them how you do the Maaseh of the Menorah, what the Maaseh of the Menorah is. And also it wasn't clear to him the Maaseh of the Machzit HaShekel. And he had to show him a Machzit HaShekel is Eish. It's a crazy thing. You don't know what a Machzit HaShekel is? It says, Eshrim Gera HaShekel. It says, Machzit HaShekel, B'Shekel HaKodesh, Eshrim Gera HaShekel, Machzit HaShekel, Shumal HaShem. It was a matbea. It doesn't take much to know that. I mean, I understand the Chodesh, so when exactly the Yareach, when exactly the moon is coming to focus, when exactly you make a Kiddush Levana, when do you Mekadesh the Chodesh, whatever you do. But the Menorah is also very interesting. How do you make the Menorah? But the matbea of Machzit HaShekel, to show him in an Eish, why? What's the meaning of this? So it's brought down in the Svarim. That basically showing him that what's the avoda of this matbea. In other words, we see that it's coming before Purim. We see it's coming before Rosh Chodesh of Adar. As we're coming to Adar, Mashmiim al Hashkalim Baal Kilayim. That's what the Mishnah says. And it says there, and what it's saying is, he says here in the Avodah Zavodah of the Rebbe Mitosh, Tosh Rebbe, he says like this. V'zeh ne'emar k'akdama, the mitzvat machzit ha-shekel, sh'ne'emar b'farsha zo. Ki mitzvat machzit ha-shekel ba lirmoz la'adam. It's coming to be merame, something very, very big. Sh'kasher mekayim mitzvat Hashem b'chelek haguf levar. A lot of people are doing hammer points in life. You know, you started here, you continue for life. It's very beautiful. There's two parts to the guf. There's the neshama, the nefesh, and then there's the guf, two parts. And basically, together, it's a shekel. But half of it is the guf, and half of it is the neshama, the nefesh. If you're mekayim with your guf, if you're just doing the mitzvah with your guf, with your body, you're mekayim the mitzvah, you're mekayim it, but only chatzi of the mitzvah. V'tzorich lo siv pagam chatzia sheni. And you have to add the second half. Shu chelek ha-nefesh. The chelek of the nefesh, you're not doing. You have to add that. That's a machzit ha-shekel. L'kayim ha-baratzon ha-lev u'vifnimiyut. In other words, the nefesh is the ratzon. The ratzon of the person is from the nefesh of the person. Ki nefesh perusho ratzon. Nefesh is ratzon. Like Rashi says on the pasuk, im yesh et nafshechem. Ritzonchem, if you want. If you want something really, really a lot, that's your ratzon, that's your nefesh. V'zeu mitzvat netinat machzit ha-shekel. That's the mitzvah of netinat machzit ha-shekel. The ratzon. Ki yadua de tevat shekel olek minyan nefesh. Same gematria. Right? It's crazy. This is mamish the same thing. The same exact thing. Shekel, gematria of 430, right? 430. Same thing as the gematria of nefesh. Same exact thing. It's the same gematria of tzaddik yisod olam. Right? The same gematria, exactly. 430. You'll add it up tomorrow. Yeah? The tevat shekel olek minyan nefesh v'tzrich liten la Hashem machzit ha-shekel. Hainu otam machzit sholek minyan shekel. You have to give that shekel to Hashem. That machzit. Dahainu chelek nefesh shalom. Sheikayen kol ha-mitzvot b'fnimiut nafsho lo be'evrei ha-guf levad. Not just with your body. We can all do the body mitzvahs. We do Shabbos, we do this, we do this. So we ate. How many are really being living the seal? And he's living the seal, right? Living the seal. Living the seal means that the Mishnayos become part of you. It's not just out there and I'm here. It's part of me. Part of me. I just want to say that we have a thing. We're learning this the Tovat, the Refuah Shleima for a Ariel Ben Ira? Esther, he needs a big Refuah Shleima. But the Inyan Machzit HaShekel is very, very deep. What's the Nefesh? What does it mean, the Nefesh? Nefesh Asher Asu B'Charam. Shivim Nefesh Yardu B'Avetem Mitzrayim. What's the Inyan of Nefesh? The Nefesh is that Ratzon that's coming out. That Ratzon is coming from a very, very deep place. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing him. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. What's the kesher between machzit ha-shekel, uvein being mechaper on the nefesh, and bringing in, ushering in Purim? How do you usher in Purim with machzit ha-shekel? What does it mean? What's the kesher between the two? So he's saying a simple thing. So Rashi says a very simple thing. Her'alo k'min matbea shel eish. You have to show him a matbea shel eish. What's a matbea shel eish? That's the teva of eish, the teva of fire. I'm showing you the matbea. But it's not about the matbeah. It's not about the coin. The coin is the easy part. Everybody can give a coin. Everybody can give it with his goof. With the goof, you can always do it. You can put on the tefillin on your goof. You can keep Shabbos with your goof. Lots of food, lots of this and that. But what's with the neshama? What's with nefesh? What's with above this? What's with the depth? It has to be be'esh kodesh. A person has to be on fire. When you're going into Purim, you're not just going into a day. You're going to be on fire for Purim. You got to be on fire. You gotta be mamish, like into it. This is Yom HaDekut Shabriyachu, a Yom Shel Yatid Lavo, a Yom that we don't even know what it is yet. We're discovering it every year, more and more and more. It's like a gold mine that you're just discovering more and more gold every single year that we get to Purim. We're discovering something deeper and deeper and deeper. And as we get that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish dar beinenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish beinenu kol hazman, and he's with us in every move that we make. We're seeing this Eish Kodesh come down. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing Moshe Rabbeinu. He's showing him an Eish Kodesh. An Eish Kodesh, the menorah that we should be zeichet to see this light. Right? An Eish Kodesh in Kiddush Levana. In Kiddush Levana, to see the Levana, to see what it is. How the Levana is going to be one very soon. It's going to be Shivatayim. It's going to be double the sun's light is nothing compared to what the Levana is going to be. To what the Yareach is going to be. Right? The moon. And this is Le'atid Lavo. These are all things. These three things are Le'atid Lavo. That's mamish going to be Meir Einenu. And this is the miuchad thing of Purim. It's miuchad of the matbeah of Purim. It's miuchad of everything about Purim. And when a person starts to understand this, then he starts to understand what we're talking about here. He says, David HaMelech, Valinyan Zeit, Pelel David HaMelech, Valmar Nafshi Yishovev, Pirush Yezkel L'kayem Yit Mitzvat Hashem B'tchinat Nefesh. I should be zeichet not just to do the mitzvahs. Everybody can do the mitzvahs. Everybody does the mitzvahs. It's all very nice. Da'inu mitoch ratzon alev ufnimiut. I should be zeichet to do it mitoch pnimius. Not just do it on the external. On the external, everybody can say the things. Everybody can daven. Everybody can read modanin fanecha. But how many people really say a bracha with all the kavana? With all the kavana. It's mamish davuk to Hashem is bracha. V'atem ha'devekim ba'Hashem lokechem. Chayim kolchem hayom. Where's the chiyas? The chiyas is the dveikas. When a person is davek to Hashem Yisparach, then there's chiyas. If there's no dveikas, there's no chiyas. So I said the bracha. I said what I said. I said the Torah. It's very nice. But am I davek to the Torah? Am I davek to the bracha? Am I davek to the tefillah? Am I davek to the Rashi that I'm learning? Am I davek to the Mishnah that I just learned? dveikus, the dveikus, that's Eish Kodesh. Eish Kodesh is from something else. Right? That's what David HaMelech is being mevakish. That's mevakshi Hashem. Lo k'mitzvat anashim ulu madan, not like a person did it yesterday. Did it yesterday, did it. It was Davik, but it wasn't Davik. I have to give it more. Give it more every day. This is the growth of a real Talmud Chacham. This is the growth of a real Oved Hashem Be'emes. There are many, many people that are Oved Hashem. But how many people have that eternal growth? That eternal growth. This is what Rav Nachman said about himself. He could never write down a Torah. He was always growing more and more and more and more. It was always bubbling inside him. There's no more and more. Couldn't get it. Because every minute he's growing more and more. V'zeu yancheni b'maglei tzedek l'man shmo shakayem kol davar b'chavana l'shem Hashem. Lo b'chitzoniyot levad. We do the mitzvahs, but it's b'chitzonius. And every time we do the mitzvahs, it's always b'chitzonius. Yachas to the next time I'm saying Shmona Esrei. I'm saying Shmona Esrei tonight. B'ezrat Hashem b'siyat d'shma, we shall be zoichet tonight to say mitoch pnimis halev. Much more than I ever said it. This has to be the biggest tefillah that I did so far in my whole life. Imagine that. The biggest tefillah that I ever did. The biggest Eish Kodesh that I ever had is going to be this Meir that we're going to daven soon, right? And if we do this, then we're growing in Avodas Hashem. Otherwise, we're basically just making the rounds. Basically, making the rounds. We're signing off. We did it. We did our day. We put in our day. It's very nice. It's a very nice day. But it's Avodas Hashem. And this is what the Tasha Rebbe is saying. The Tasha Rebbe is saying something so deep here that really you've got to get to your Omek Halev. And this is the beginning of Purim. The beginning of Purim is to get to that makom. To get to that makom of Mordechai Yehudi. What's Mordechai Yehudi doing? You know, he's being misaken all of Klal Yisrael. His mom is being misaken all of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were okay. They were okay with the Tzelem. They were okay with what was going on. They were okay. Then Mordechai Yehudi comes and starts up with him. What does he do? He's not even nothing. He's not even winking at them. I'm not being mishtachavet to a tzelem. I'm not being mishtatef in the suda with the rasha. Why not? What's the big deal? Everybody else is doing it. What's the problem? No, that's the Eish Kodesh of Mordechai. Mordechai Yehudi is Eish Kodesh. Eish Kodesh. He can't do that. It's not shaykh. And all of Klal Yisrael have to get to that dialogue. And because of that, all of Klal Yisrael are nidon l'mavis. Are nidon l'mavis. Because they don't understand what it means to be Oved Hashem be'esh kodesh. It doesn't mean just to do the mitzvahs. Everybody can do the mitzvahs. A goy can also do the mitzvahs. Right? I can put tefillin on a chamor also. But is it tefillin? It's not tefillin. I'm desecrating it. If I'm not talking to Rei Kodesh, if I'm not thinking of Rei Kodesh, I'm in tefillin. What did I do to the tefillin? Do I really have tefillin? Am I really mekusha to the tefillin? Am I really mekusha to Shabbos just because I'm eating shalosh sudo? Am I really davening? Am I saying nishmas kol chai? Am I really living nishmas kol chai? Just saying it. It's a big question. It's a big question that we have to answer before Purim. Every year when Purim comes, it's a different Purim every year. It's growing and growing and growing. It's an endless growth. Purim is not batel latid level. All the mu'adim are batel. According to Chachamim, all the Mu'adim are Batel except for Purim. That means it's going to grow and grow and grow and grow more and more and more. To see Mamish, we can see Mamish, the Or of Hashem Yisbarach. And this is the Eish Kodesh that we're going to see, B'siyata D'shma. And this is the Eish Kodesh that comes out when we're like this, between us and ourselves, B'siyata D'shma. Then we can give it out to others. And that's what comes out on Purim. On Purim, you have many, many mitzvahs. You have mitzvahs of Kriyas Megillah. It's one mitzvah, just to hear Dvar Hashem, that this is happening around us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around us all the time, just to get into that mode, right? And then you have Mishloach Manot, Matanot Levyonim, right? These mitzvahs are Ben Adam L'Chavero. How can I be Ben Adam L'Chavero if I'm not Ben If I didn't start Ben Yidu Ben Atzmi, I can't be Ben Adam L'Chavero. There has to be an Adam here. Atem Kriyam Adam, Lo Moto Olam, right? We have to be an Adam. How am I an Adam? I'm only plag gufa if I have just the guf. If I'm just doing the mitzvahs with my guf, I'm not there. If I do it with the guf and the nefesh, that's a person, that's an Adam. Adam atem. Atem kriyim Adam below moto olam. The moto olam are doing it, but they're doing it with their guf. They're doing some sort of avodah with their guf. They don't have that chelak olokim imal like we have. And we have to. So we just do it like a great seder. It's very nice, but that's not the avoda. towards the end of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mocked to us, to our inner selves, and saying to us that you really have to get back to yourself. And there's two parts of the year, you know this. There's two parts of the year for tshuva, right? There's Adar, and there's Elul, right? There's Elul. Elul is the month of tshuva, and Adar is the month, Elul is the month of tshuva Meira, and tshuva Meira, and then we go to the month of Tishrei, and we Mekabel Yom Kippur. And then Adar is the month of tshuva for Mitoch Ava. Mitoch Ava LaHashem Yisbarach. I just want to be close to Hashem Yisbarach. I just want that closeness. I want that Ish Kodesh. I want that Chibur to Hashem Yisbarach. It's a whole different world. And when we get to this, then we're getting to something big. You know, there's a story of Rav Dov Ber Milubavitch, a guy once came to him. And you know, the ikar of this whole Megillah is about two main things. It's about Haman, and it's about Mordechai. Mordechai opposite Haman. And a person has to get to Madrega. He doesn't know the difference between the two. But that's a very high Madrega. That's a person that's mamish all the way up. But the Maisa, they have a lot to do with each other. There's Anivis, and there's Gaiva in the world, right? And they're fighting each other. So a guy once came to Rav Dov Ber Milubavitch, and he says to him, listen, I don't know, you know, everybody says about me that I'm doing my avodah, my films that I'm doing, I put it to Hashem really well, and I'm trying my best. But I feel like I'm getting to a Madrega of Gaiva. I might be getting to Gaiva. So he says to him, I'll tell you a story. Listen to this. You know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world, and he gives the world out into two parts. He says he's going to create good, and he's going to create bad. It's a das tov ra, there's going to be good, and there's going to be bad. On the good side, there's going to be a yetzar tov, he's going to tell you to do good, a good inclination. You're going to do the Torah, you're going to do the mitzvahs, you're going to do all sorts of things. You go to chassadim, you're going to do it the right way. Then there's the other side. I'm going to create also a ra that's going to give a person the ability to decide what he wants. And it'll be mechazek, a person that's really chazak will be mechazek, and a person that's not, they'll go off the derech and we'll lose him. But that'll be your tafkid. So Yitzhar Hara says to him, and what are you going to call me? I'm going to call you the Nachash. All right. So he creates the world like this, and there's a Nachash, and there's the good in the world. And then what happened was Adam Rishon came, Adam and Chava, the Yetzer Hara came, was Mamish ruined everything. Mamish ruined everything. And then the Yetzer Hara is very happy. Then the Yetzer Hara, then they did tshuva. They leave Gan Eden and they do tshuva. The Yetzer Hara comes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't have a tafkid anymore. They did tshuva. There's nothing to do anymore. So he says, because Baruch Hu says, you know what? I realize maybe your name has to be changed. So he changed his name to the Malach HaMavis. You're going to be called the Malach HaMavis from now on. Okay. So he gives him a new tafkid. He says he's happy. All right, Malach HaMavis, I'll get into things. I'll try to get everything done. So he goes into the world, and then he's working. Avraham Sarah come into the world. Avraham and Sarah come into the world, and they don't have any avoda. The Yetzer Hara has no avoda, right? The Malach HaMavis has nothing to do. Then he goes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "I have nothing to do anymore. Avraham and Sarah are being the guy of the whole world. They're all talmidim of Avraham and Sarah. They're mamish bringing unbelievable things into the world. There's nothing to do. There's no evil in the world. No Malach HaMavis. No one's dying anymore." So he says, "All right, we'll change your name to the Satan." Then Moshe Rabbeinu comes into the world. Moshe Rabbeinu brings down the Torah. He says, "Listen, the Torah was embattled the whole Satan. There's no Satan anymore." So he says, I can't do anything." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna call you now Gaiva. We're gonna call you Gaiva. And Gaiva is very good. Gaiva can get into the Lomdei Torah also, you know. I learned a lot, I know more than you. I'm dispatched. I can say the whole Masechta Baal Peh. I can say the daf. I can say this. I know everything. My svar is great. It's chad. It's everything. Gevaldik. So it gets into Lomdei Torah. Then the Baal Shem Tov came. Baal Shem Tov, tzaddikim like him. They came. They said, now he's mevatel that. Now the Baal Shem Tov said, that everybody is basically shavel lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Just have to do ratzon tov lifnei Hashem Yisbarach, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu loves you, just like He loves a big tzaddik, He loves a simple person also. So what did Hakadosh Baruch Hu do? So He has a sveikus, the suffix, maybe, I'm getting into gaiva. Maybe I'm getting into gaiva. Person feels like, maybe I'm getting into gaiva. That's a new yitzhar. So he's calling him, maybe I'm getting into gaiva. That's a new yitzhar. And he says, Dober finishes, and he says, listen, you should know, maybe getting into gaiva, and gaiva is the same thing. It's all the same thing. It's Malach HaMavis, it's the Yetzirah, it's the Satan, it's all the same thing. What is it? It's the Nachash. What is it? It's the person that doesn't want to give. It's the person that doesn't want to be Mitkadim. It's the person that doesn't want to grow. He doesn't want to see that age. It's a person that's saying, on the outside I'm a tzaddik. What about the inside? On the inside you have nothing. On the inside you have nothing. That's going to be. And this is what Purim is all about. Purim isn't about the outside. Purim is about the inside. Every other chag, you know, you can get along with your outside. On Purim, you can't get along with the outside. Nichnas yayin yatzar sod. The yayin comes in, the sod comes out. Yeah? Nichnas yayin yatzar sod. As soon as you start to drink, your secret comes out. Your secret, no more secrets anymore. It's a pnimius dikachzchad, right? It's a pnimius. Your real pnimius is going to come out. Well, what's the pnimius? Everybody has lichluch on their pnimius also, because we've been doing so much lichluch. We've got so much fill. Lichluch is lechlecha, right? Lichluch otiot lechlecha. That's what Zusha says, right? Lichluch is lechlecha. Go, change your ways, change your inner ways, and move upwards. That's a tzaddik yisod olam, gematria nefesh, gematria shekel. You have to find out. You have to get that out. You have to bring that out. That's the ikur of this whole thing. The ikur of the whole thing is to bring this avodas Hashem out. That's a machzis Hashem. We're machzis with Hashem Yisparav, like Rapinto said last week, B'siyat Shemaya, right? We're machzis with our friends, but we're machzis also with ourselves. We're only machzis with ourselves. Can you imagine? Can you imagine living your whole life, the machzis, only half of you is really alive? That's crazy, right? My nefesh, I never gave it any sustenance. I'm giving a big steak to my body. It's kvaldik, the steaks. There's nothing like it. Great restaurant, this and that. What about my neshama? What kind of sustenance am I giving to that? How is it going to live? How am I going to live with my guf? How am I going to live afterwards? How am I going to live on Purim? How am I really going to stay with that? How am I going to stay with my neshama on Purim? How am I really going to do it? How am I going to get to my neshama with the old Mishnah? Right? The Mishnah. How am I going to get back to the Mishnah? How am I going to get back? How many guys are going to learn Mishnah after they learn Mishnah now? That's a big question. How many guys are going to learn? How many guys are going to learn after Hamer? How many guys are adding hours after Hamer? That's not a thing. It's not. Am I getting something for it? Yeah, you're getting big for it. Getting big. You'll be zeichet to a Purim like you've never seen. You'll be zeichet to see who you really are on Purim. What you really are. And this is Machzis HaShekel. Machzis HaShekel is, no one's allowed, everybody's the same in this. Everybody's the same. Everybody. Ha'ashir le'yarbeh. Everybody has to give this machzis hashekel. Machzis hashekel is that machzis that you have. Do you appreciate that machzis? Not the machzis that you have, the gufani one. Do you appreciate the machzis that you don't have? The machzis that's missing. The machzis that's on fire, do you appreciate? That's the question. The machzis that's on fire, do you appreciate that? Can you see it? Can you feel it? Is it part of you? Or is it just out there? I see by Rav Nevin Sal, he is a good machzis. Tzaddik not bring a machzis, but what about me? Do I have that machzis? Is it part of me? And this is what we all have to ask. You know, we're getting closer to Purim. Everybody has to go down to the Kotel and Mamish, cry. Cry even more, cry. And even more than that. Then we have to cry to get this inner neshama, to hear that machzis, to hear what it's really about. To hear that machzis screeching. Yidla, yidla. Yidla, what's happening? Hatorah munachet bekeren zavit. Kol harotzei yavo v'yitol. The Torah is in the corner, right there. Whoever wants can come and take it. Whoever wants. And some people just take it. I know everything. Take it into gaiva. Make it into big gaiva. And some people take it in the end, stick away to realize this is the nefesh. A nefesh hashasu b'chalik. is the nefesh. We want to fix the nefesh. We want to come out of here. In this world, we want to come clean. We want to be over the shabbos. We want to get to the highest darga of the world. The darga of mamash. Atim ha-dvekim. Hashem elokechem chayim kolchem hayom. You're not just living yesterday. You're living today, now. You're living the now. You're living the life of now. You're never in the past or in the future. You're always living the now. That's a whole different target. It's a very high target to live now with Hashem's birth. That's otiyot havaya. That's what havaya is. Haya, vehove, vihiye. It's three times havaya. It's three times yud kei vav kei. Right? Haya, vehove, vihiye. It's three times shem havaya. Three times shem Hashem. And when we're living that, really, in the Torah, in the essence of the Torah, that means that we're always living in the now. Because it's always shem Hashem. That's what havaya means. That's what haya, vehove, vihiye means. It's always happening. It's always happening right now. The Torah doesn't have a past and a future in it. It's happening. It's always happening. Right? This is the notion that we have to get into. This is the way that we have to get into it. Through Machzis HaShekel. Machzis HaShekel is giving us something that we can't get in a normal way. We can't get. We don't know how to approach this whole thing. We're getting into our omek. And when we start to get into this, when we start to smell this, when we start to taste this, we're on a different level of gamrei. And this is Bemet, what Adar is all about. Adar Beis, we're starting to mamish feel Purim. Still starting to feel it. And as we get into this, mashmiim ala, the Mishnah says, the lesson of the Mishnah is, mashmiim al shkalim, v'al kilayim. What does it mean, mashmiim? In other words, start to hear, tashma, start to hear what it's really about. Start to understand. Shema Yisrael, start to hear it in the innards. Start to hear it, on, not just on the outer, start to hear it on the innards. And then we're really getting into Purim, Siyat Shemayim. Guys, really, it's a time period. We have the next 2 weeks, Bezrat Hashem, to start to really be making for Purim. This is the time, this is an ikr time. If you're really making, a making b'Erev Shabbos is Ochel b'Shabbos. A person that's making on Erev Shabbos, he's going to eat on Shabbos. A person that's making for any chag, he's going to eat on that chag. A person that's not making for it, he's not going to get anything out of it. Not going to get anything. It's going to be mitzvah tanishim lumadai. It's going to be a Purim that he had last year with the friends, with the guys, with the girls, maybe. But I'm just saying, there's something to think about. Start to think about where we're going. We're going to a very, very big day. We're going to a day that's bigger al pi Kabbalah. Bigger al pi Kabbalah than all of Yom Kippurim. All of Yom Kippur. That's crazy. And we just take it like, it's a joking day, it's a funny day, it's funny, it's gaggling. Nichnas Adar, Marvin B'Simcha, Marvin B'Leitzanas and stuff. It's not about that. It's Simcha Shem Mitzvah. Nichnas Adar, Marvin B'Simcha Shem Mitzvah. It's not about Leitzanas. It's about Simcha Shem Mitzvah. Simcha Shem Emes. Simcha Shem, the Simcha's Torah. The Emes of Simcha's Torah. To really see it, to really feel my kesher to the Torah. B'Sein Chalkeinu B'Sorasecha. That's Purim. That's what Purim is. Bezrat Hashem, as we get closer to it, we'll understand it more. But this is the beginning. This is the beginning of really understanding. I just want to finish with one story. It was just one story of the Prima Shalan, of Meir Prima Shalan. He says like this, it's a story. Rav Meir Prima Shalan was mamish the Talmud of the Chazim Lublin. The Chazim Lublin had brought the Kodesh Begali. He could see from one end of the world to the other. Mamish was called the Chosid that he could see. Anyway, so once, he had a Talmud. He had a big Talmud. Who was a very pashti yid. He didn't have any money. He had nothing. Tamish nothing. So he has a daughter. The only thing that he had was a daughter. He had one daughter. And he wanted to... And he gave her as a shidduch to a guy. But the other guy also had no money. How are they going to marry him off? And he's a big Talmud Chacham Mumdam. But he has no money to impregnate him at all. You know, no money to help him out. Even to get an apartment with anything. Anyway, so he goes to his Rebbe, the Prima Shalat. Now the Prima Shalat never was zoig like Rav Zusha. Rav Zusha never said I. Never said I. It was a guy for him. To say I in an iPhone, an I, to say the big capital I like in English, he never said I. He said, Mayor, that's how he would that's how he would address himself if he had to say something. I, he would say Mayor. His name, he would just call him back. That was his name. So so the guy comes over to him, takes a trip of a day and a half. He comes over to him and he says to him, listen, Rebbe, maybe you could loan me 2,000 rubles so that I could have some money to marry off myself, to marry off my daughter. She says, I'll tell you the truth. Mayor has no money. But Mayor has a ruble. And he'll give you the ruble And Meir wants you to do one thing. As soon as you hear an Asik Tov, you go and you hear the first Asik, the first business that you meet on your way home, or whenever you get this, do it. Make the business. Make a good business out of it. In other words, accept the business challenge, whatever it is. Okay. So this Yidl of Min Naftali, he goes back to his town, he comes back into the town, and as he's walking around in town, he's looking at the ruble that he has. He's looking at the ruble, playing with it a little bit, looking at it, cherishing it. He's like, got one ruble, he's got to marry off his daughter for 2,000 rubles, he has nothing. Anyway, so guy, the miser of the town, the big miser, you know, the big dollar guy, look at me, I have so much money, I have everything in the world, right? Anyway, so he's getting some sun in the early morning, he's stretching and stuff, and he sees Naftali. He says, Naftali, how you doing? He says, good, good, good. He says, tell me something, would you like to do some business with me? He says, yeah, I'd love to do business. He says, he remembers the rabbi. The rabbi just told him the first business. So he says, listen, I'd like to do business with you. Yeah. So he says, all right, I'll come down, we'll do business. He says, listen, I want to sell you my Olam Haba. This miser says, I want to sell you my Olam Haba. So he says, how much do you want for it? He says, whatever you got, give me. So he says, okay, I have a ruble. He would never buy it because his Olam Haba wasn't worth anything. But anyway, the rabbi said he does it. So he puts the ruble in his hand. He says, this guy goes around town. He says, I did great business. Listen to the business I did. He goes into to where they drink and everything, to the misadot and everything. He's going around town schwitzing about how he sold his Olam Haba to Naftali. Everybody's, what did you do? You fooled him? You don't even have Olam Haba. What are you talking about? What is this? You're taking it. So he says, yeah. So he's getting a lot of heat from this. He says, no, you can't do this. You can't do this, this and that. Anyway, he goes home. His wife says to him, you did what? You sold your Olam Haba to him? Are you crazy? You fooled him? You better change this right away. So he goes back to Naftali and he says, listen, I don't want to do this deal. The deal is off. Here, take your ruble. He says, no, I did a deal. It's on. I'm not selling you back. I have your Olam Haba. I bought it. Fair and square, we did a Heskem and that's it. So I'll give you 2 rubles. I'm not selling it. Gets up to 10 rubles. Gets up to 25 rubles. He says, no, I'm not selling it. So the miser goes out of the house and he's very happy. Baruch Hashem, I didn't have to give my up any money. I'm happy with my money. I didn't have to do it. Goes into the house, finds out that the shidduch for his daughter had a shidduch with another miser from another town, and they have this big thing coming. They want to cut off the shidduch because of what he did, because he's fooling a guy like Naftali. It's not nice. It's terrible. If you're that type of person, I don't want to have anything to do with you. The wife says to the miser, if you're going to continue like this, I'm going to divorce you. You have to do something. All right, so he goes back to the miser. He goes back to Naftali. He says, Naftali, listen. You have to sell it back to me. He says, no. I'm asking him to go to the rabbi, though. We'll go to the rabbi. We'll go to the Prima Shalan. We'll go to Rav Meir, and we'll ask him. He says, okay. But this time, you know, he doesn't walk there. He goes on a big carriage, the miser's carriage. He goes there. He says to Prima Shalan, what do we do? So he says, Meir says, how much does Naftali need for his wedding? It's 2,000 rubles. So he says, it's going to be 2,000 rubles to buy it back. So he starts counting out the money, gives him 2,000 rubles. And his way out, the Prima Shalan says to the miser, just now you started to get a chelek l'olam haba. Just now. As you gave that money to him, now you start to get the chelek l'olam haba. He had no chelek. Nothing. There was nothing to buy back. Just now that you gave that chilek, that nefesh that you gave to this guy, Naftali, now you're starting to buy it back. And this is the inyan. This is the whole inyan of the nefesh. The nefesh isn't stam. You know, we're each one of us has a little bit of something. But together we have something. Me by myself, I have nothing. Together we have something. The miser and Naftali, they have something. Without Naftali, without the miser, it's nothing. And this is the ikr of Purim. This is the ikr of Mishloach Manot. And a bigger ikr even of Matanot Lev Yamin. The biggest thing that there is to give to somebody else. That kesha that we have, beinenu. That's what Esther is saying. Mordechai Yehudi is saying. She's saying, Lech knoset kol ha-yudim. Let's get together. Let's get together. We have to be one. We have to be one. When we chap the achdus of Purim, we chap what Purim's about. And we chap the achdus of Hashem Yisbrach. We chap the achdus that we have with machdus Hashekel, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machdus. He's giving us we're the other half, we're the half kivyachol of Hashem Yisbrach, that we're being megalit, we're Hashem Be'olam. And then we have the half of us. We have the half of us. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zoichet. But really, the ikar avoda of these days, before Purim, you're going to Reb Shimon. I don't know if you know, but Reb Shimon, there's nothing bigger than Reb Shimon. No one bigger than Reb Shimon. Yeah? Reb Shimon is the biggest of the biggest. When you go to Reb Shimon's kever, when you go to Reb Shimon's tzion, it's not a kever, it's a tzion. It's tzion where he lives. You're getting this big orot. You're going on Rosh Chodesh, the Erev Rosh Chodesh. You're going to see somebody, the biggest of the bigs, the biggest of all of Tanoim, right? Gdoli HaTanoim. And you're going to get something you can't get anywhere else. You can't get it anywhere else. And when you daven by the tzion of Reb Shimon, your mamish feel it. Your mamish feel that the tzaddik is living in front of you. And you can ask for anything. But really, just ask. The ikar is to ask. Ask to be yourself. To become yourself. To become who you really are. To try to relive from birth who we really are. That this Purim shouldn't be like any other Purim before. That every day shouldn't be like any other day. That every Shabbos shouldn't be like any other Shabbos. It should be a brand new thing every year. Every time that I get to something. Every time I get to a new Rashi. Every time I got to an old Rashi. I've seen it 100 times. Brand new. Right? Rosh Chodesh. It's Mamash Rosh Chodesh. Eish Chodesh. The Eish starts to, Mamash starts to burn inside me. Then I can see the Machzis HaShekel on Eish. I can see the Menorah on Eish. I can see Rosh Chodesh on Eish. I can see the whole Torah Kula on Eish. See, Adishmai, we should be zayin.
Amen. Oh,
It's the lights.